Hey, when was the last time you went shopping at the supermarkets? Was it on the weekend?
Last week, I think.
Last week. Have you noticed some of the stuff you normally don't get not on the shelves at the moment?
Like what?
Well, I went out because the cordial I like, it's the lemon and barley one from Bickford's.
Oh, you're the only person buying it.
Well, I don't know about that.
There shouldn't be a shortage. There should be the box out the back there that they've only restocked that once in 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know about that because there's always, it's, no matter what, it's always in short supply. Like it has been for years, for the last few years at the very least, since I've changed to it. Like all the other ones there, like the bitter lemon, the tropical one, they're all there, no problems. But lemon and barley, struggle all the time.
Why is that, do you think?
It must be because it's popular. Or they just have the one bottle and the one box and they're pulling out one bottle each time.
Actually, the vice versa chocolates that I used to buy, I haven't seen them for ages.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
Vice versa? I haven't seen those in years either.
Oh, they used to have them at, was it Woolworths? Integrated Woolworths? Maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was. Or Rural View. But yeah. I picked them up a few times and I went back to get some more and I'm like, where are they gone? They're gone again.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of other things there.
I was only just reunited with you and you've gone and left me again. What's going on?
Hey, 133353, what are you having trouble finding at the supermarkets at the moment? Like, even the vanilla paddle pops, I haven't seen those for a little while. I was craving one the other day.
Vanilla paddle pops?
Yeah, they used to have just the straight vanilla paddle pops. They were actually really, really nice.
What's the most bizarre shopping list?
Well, I'm old. What do you expect? If I had the barley sugars as well, I'd have the triple.
That's so bizarre.
Why?
That's the two things you've chosen this morning.
Yeah. The lemon and barley cordial, it is nice stuff. I used to be a Cotties cooler.
You're not selling it.
No, I used to be a Cotties cooler kid.
Yeah.
But the palate has changed.
So now it's lemon and barley.
The lemon and barley.
But you can't find it anyway.
No. 133353. Those things you're having trouble finding at the moment.
So are you talking about, like, the dessert stuff, or are you talking about the drink stuff, or are you talking about
everything,
in general?
Everything in general. Could be your favourite type of nappies for the kids. It could be, I don't know, bread.
I was talking about things that you can't find on the shopping centre shelves at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, last year there was a big issue when it came to toilet paper. You can find that now. That's no problems. But there's other things you can't. Like the Bickford's brand of lemon and barley cordial. It's beautiful stuff.
Before we take some calls, just on that, I've just been told.
Yeah.
By my assistant, Lindy.
No, your assistant, okay, sure.
We still call her that, the assistant. Yeah. She says, does Dave know about the positive messages on the bottom of the Bickford's bottles?
The positive, no, what?
Okay. So I take that Lindy as a no. He doesn't know about that.
What?
So apparently there's positive messages on the bottom of the bottle.
When I can get some, I'll have a look at it.
I didn't know that. 1-3-3-5. I've never even tasted them. Actually, no, I have. I tasted Bickford's once and that was enough. Won't go back, but certainly not for lemon and barley. What are you finding hard to find on the shelves at the moment?
Yeah, look, Sarah's in North Mackay. Sarah, what are you having trouble finding at the supermarkets?
Gluten-free Special K.
I didn't even know Special K did gluten-free.
Me either.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
So I haven't been able to get it for about 4 weeks.
Why is that? Have they told you why?
Well, I talked to someone in Coles the other day, and they said that they're having trouble getting it, and there's none in the warehouse.
Yeah,
so
gotcha.
I tried about five different supermarkets, Woolworths and Coles, and I couldn't get it.
Can you order it straight from Kellogg's?
I don't know. I've been thinking about doing that.
Yeah, well, post on the You know what I've done before? I've posted directly on the manufacturer's wall before, and they send you a box of it.
Well, I'll try it.
Yeah, I did it with Cadbury.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Get on to Kellogg's right now.
133353 is the phone number. Phil is in Blacks Beach. Phil, what are you having trouble finding on the shelves, mate?
Well, the other day I was at Woolworths, and it was actually just plain milk.
Yeah, like your normal full cream stuff?
Yeah, the fridge was completely empty.
Yeah. Was it run on milk or something?
I don't know.
I think there's, from what I've just read on our Facebook page, people are saying that the, but I don't think that would affect the milk, that there was some railway lines demolished south of Rockhampton because of the floods.
Yeah, we get that.
That shouldn't affect the milk supply, though.
Well,
would it?
Look, That and maybe when the road was closed as well between here and Rocky.
Yeah.
Just get Yungaloo milk anyway.
Yeah, it's nice, it that stuff. It's got the proper cream up the top of it too.
What are people saying on Facebook?
Michelle says she can't find corn spears.
What the hell's a corn spear?
Those are little things, the little knobby things you put on the either end of the corn cob.
Yeah, but why are you buying those often? Like, that's something you just reuse, right? Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong here.
And also, who was it? Krista says she can't find a carving fork anywhere.
Again, my point is you're not buying that often, are you? I don't know, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
That's what they're after at the moment.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M, the guy with Sundays.